Welcome to the Savvy Scribe podcast. I am so glad you're here. Before we start the show, if you're interested, we have a free Facebook group called Savvy Nurse Writer Community. I appreciate you following and listening to me today, and I would love if you would subscribe via iTunes. And if you love our show, can I ask you for a review? Select ratings and reviews and write a review. It's that simple. I would love to read your review, and it helps other nurses like you find our podcast. Thanks so much.
Today's guest, her name is Deborah Eckerling. And Deborah is the author of Your Goal Guide, a roadmap for setting, planning, and achieving your goals. And she's the founder of the DEB Method. We're going to talk about that on the episode today. What it stands for is determine your mission, explore your options, brainstorm your path. A communication specialist and a project catalyst, she works with individuals and businesses to set goals and manage their projects through one-on-one coaching, workshops, and online support. Deb is also the founder of Write On Online, and a website and a community for writers, creatives, and entrepreneurs, as well as the host of the Goal Chat Twitter chat on Sundays and the Goal Chat Live on Mondays. You guys can hear more about it at the end of the episode about the times and whatnot, but let's jump into this episode. You guys, there's a lot in this episode. You might want to grab a piece of paper and a pen, or just listen to this again because it's a good one. Welcome to the Savvy Scribe podcast, a podcast for healthcare professionals who want to build a profitable writing business. I'm Janine Kalbach, your host, and I am a mom to two boys. I'm a wife, a Great Dane lover, a registered nurse, and a content writing business owner. I am committed to help you moving your business forward because I've been there. I get it. I understand that life is busy and distracting, but many of us are burnt out at the bedside working too many hours and are ready for a change. Every week I will deliver actionable advice and thought leaders in the industry to help you move along in your business. Welcome to the show. Welcome, Savvy Scribes, to another episode. Today I am here with Deb. Hello, Deb. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Well, I'm very happy to have you. So today we are talking about all things like resetting goals and talking about goals. So before we dive into everything that you have for us today, all your great knowledge and products you have out there, tell me a little bit about your career path and what you do nowadays.
Okay. I will give you the short, long, short version. My background is in journalism, actually, and I worked for many years as a freelancer. I worked in publishing, business, education, social media. If there's an industry, I probably worked in it at least a little bit. And back when I lived in Chicago, I did events for Barnes & Noble. And one day somebody walked in and said, would you start a writer support group? And I said, if you think people will show up, I'm happy to do it. And little did I know that that would be my first step in my career as goal coach, project catalyst, helping people figure out what they want and how to get it. So I had the group in Chicago for several years. Then I moved to LA, rebooted it back up. And over the years, it's evolved from a writer support group to a community for writers, creatives, and entrepreneurs focused on goal setting and productivity. So it was always, okay, what did you accomplish? And what are your plans for the next meeting? And as I encouraged other people to set goals, I set goals and achieved them myself. So not only did I help others, I saw the power of goal setting as well. So through the years, I've always done it as kind of my side hustle. I have a community called Write On Online, which is a Facebook page and group, it was all live, then a hybrid, then all online. And now these days we're back to all online again, but it's really a good place for people to connect and root each other on. And about, little over 2 years ago, my main communication client was going away. And I said, okay, this is an omen to fully embrace my passion for goal setting. Over the years, I worked mostly in project management and communication. And in addition to the groups, people would say, hey, Deb, will you coach me? Will you lead a workshop? Will you speak? So I have been doing all the goal focused stuff over the years, but never really kind of, I don't know, owned it as my own. This is my destiny, which I truly believe it is to help others. So, like I said, 2.5 years ago, I took, you know, a step back, looked at who I was, what I wanted, and I created the DEB method using the DEB method. And DEB stands for determine your mission, explore your options, brainstorm your path. And these are the three phases anyone needs to go through to figure out what they want and how to get it. Because the reason the goals fail is people overthink them or they underthink them, but rarely do they have a plan. So the DEB method in my book, which came out in January, it's Your Goal Guide, a roadmap for setting, planning, and achieving your goals, are designed to really help you take the time to hone in on what you want your life to be, whether it is a career change or a side hustle. I think both of them are appropriate for your listeners. Mm-hmm. Or if you want to be a known expert or have work-life balance, which are also appropriate for your listeners. So yeah, that like I said, it's the long version. I'll add one other little thing, which is from the time I said, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I rebranded myself, got a new website or additional website, all the social media. A couple months later, I met an agent and he asked for my book proposal. I was planning to help publish my goal setting book. He said, no, let me try and get it out there. And in the second batch of his outreaches, Mango Publishing, my publisher, reached out and said, let's talk. And that was just about a year and a half ago. So literally, I wrote my book in less than a year once all the wheels started turning. And it really just proves once you really hone in on what you want and put your energy towards it, really anything can happen.
That is awesome. I think that is so true too. I mean, I think it's a mindset shift from being where you are to where you want to be. And so many people need that accountability and determination and that little bit of permission from other people that I think they probably get in your community. And, you know, I think it's something to be said, especially with what you've built. I think that's amazing. I mean, to write an entire book on it, I think is awesome too. You probably needed a lot of time to put together your ideas because there's so much that you can talk on that I give you credit. A year would not be enough for me, I don't think, to write a book on that.
This was kind of the process. So I got the outreach in December 2018 and we went back and forth. I did a few versions of my book proposal and I got the green light in March. And my book was due the end of June. So you had
a push.
Well, it really was downloading my brain. It was all these things and all these concepts. And the DEB method is what I was using to work with my clients and my groups over the years. I hadn't just given it a name and a process. It was a process anyway. And it was really funny. A few weeks ago, someone invited me, someone who heard me speak 5 years ago, who was one of the first people to buy my book because she reached out when she saw that it was going to be released. And she took a workshop with me and she's a teacher, so she uses my concepts. And it was just proven by doing the workshop just how similar what I was doing before is to what I was doing now. It just, like I said, I gave a name to my process and a fun acronym. Very easy to remember.
Yeah, you made your own little framework. I think that's awesome because then it's obviously rememberable because it's your name. So
yes. But the other part of it with my system is that it's simple. Because
sure.
And you talked before about you need permission and encouragement for the community, but the first person who needs to give you permission to live your dreams is yourself. And I think not enough people say, okay, I can do this. It's going to be a gift to me to build this and then move forward. And that's really the first ingredient is, okay, I want to make a change, whether it's by choice or circumstance. And these days, everybody is living in circumstance. What does that mean for me? And what can I do to best set myself up for success? And what you could do is just really put your energy into that end goal. What do you want? In the first phase, determine your mission. It starts with, you want to visualize the life you want. Then you write your current bio, then your future bio, and then from there you can come up with a mission statement. That's really the who you are, what you want, why you want it, and also, and this is important, how it helps others. So you have your mission, and then you can shorten it into a motto, and your motto is your compass. This is the thing that's going to keep you moving forward when you have distractions, when you had a rough week. You can think about your motto and say, okay, this is what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, in just a nice short phrase.
I love that. And so I want to put this into like a little bit of an example or how we can do this as nurses that are going into the writing field. So if I'm a nurse and I visualize myself being a writer or using this as a side hustle or whatever I want to do with it, let's just choose as a side hustle. How would I take my first steps into, you know, how do I get what I want out of that and how do I map it out?
Okay. I am so glad you asked. So we kind of went through the D and the Dev method. So you know that this is what you want, why you want it, what your unique ability is, because nurses work in all different facets. So you've got your niche, right? Or your specialty. Specialty, is that the right word?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you have your specialty, and maybe you want to be a writer in order to educate patients. So when they have medical emergencies or medical processes or treatments or whatever, so they have a better comfort level when they have to go see a nurse.
Absolutely. So just have that patient education that's reliable and evidence-based and such so that patients understand what they're getting into.
Yes. So your motto would be patient education. This is why you are doing this writing. Maybe it's doctor education. Maybe doctors need to know something that nurses know to help with their bedside manner. Whatever it is that your niche, that you're passionate about, that's what should go into your mission, your why, and your motto. And so once you sort of say, okay, this is what I want to do, why I want to do it, I've got this great motto, then it goes to E, which is explore your options. Because there are so many different ways to express yourself. Even in writing, you know, there's short form content, long form content, there are trade journals, mainstream, there are, or just your own content site. So
sure.
There are a bunch of different ways, and you need to explore the options to really hone in on the way in which you will achieve your mission. So in this case, you want to start, or really in any case, you want to start with what I call directed journaling. And this is when you set aside 15 minutes, maybe 3-4 times over the course of a week. And all you're doing is brainstorming the answer to the question, what am I going to create? Or what does my side business look like? Or how am I going to express this knowledge? And the idea is you want to dump out everything that's in your brain over the course of 3, 4, 5 times if you need it, but don't read any of your ramblings until you finish the process, because then you can go back and say, okay, I really thought I wanted to do this, but I only mentioned it twice. But this other thing I mentioned 15 times. I had absolutely no idea I wanted to start a blog, start a podcast, do a video, whatever, write for major publications. Because you don't know until you give yourself that gift of time to kind of throw everything on the table and take a look.
Interesting.
So once you do the brain dump, for lack of a better word, you can go through and pick like two or three things that are interesting to you. And then it's the education phase. You want to look at what it would mean to do any of these choices. So talk to other people who've done this. Do your Google search. See what it's going to take to do any one of these things. And then that will help you narrow it down to pick your destination.
We'll be right back.
You guys, I wrote a book and it's launched and I want you to check it out. Go over to Amazon, look for Savvy Nurse Writer. It'll come up right away, but it's called Savvy Nurse Writer, A Nurse's Blueprint for Starting a Profitable Freelance Health Writing Business. We have lots of reviews, all 5 stars, top new release in the first week it was launched, and I want to share it with the world. So head on over to Amazon.com, search Savvy Nurse Writer, and get your copy today. Very good. So then, do you set like a deadline or like a timeline to get to that destination? Like, or do you recommend like a longer time or very like short-term goals like that?
Yes, to all of the above. So now we get to B, which is brainstorm your path. So once you've reached, okay, I'm going to write a blog that focuses on this particular niche that is aimed at patients who want their questions answered in this area. I know I'm being incredibly vague, but you can fill in the blank and use this for just about any specialty.
Sure.
And then you want to brainstorm your path. So make a list of everything you need to do to accomplish this goal. And you do want to write down your long-term goals. Maybe you want to be the go-to known expert who blogs about this specialty or this niche within the medical field. Maybe you want to start a podcast. Your ultimate goal is to have a podcast that's listed in medical journals for this is the way you learn how to do this. This nurse knows her stuff. Whatever it is, you want to put down all the big things, but also the small things. So if you're starting a business or side hustle or whatever, you want a website and or a blog, regardless of if blogging is your main thing or if you're doing freelancing, you still need a website. So you will put down, create a website, figure out my name, figure out my branding, get a logo, all the particulars that have to do with starting a website, all your social media accounts, every single little detail, because you want to put some really easy wins in there too. Anything and everything you could think about to achieve that goal. And this includes personal goals as well, like networking. It's key for any personal or professional goal, because when you are out there meeting new people, it expands your tribe, and then you have more people you can reach out to when you need something, or if you're even looking for work. Hey, I just started my new blog. Take a read. Or does anybody know someone in this area I want to interview for my podcast? So the more people you know, the more people who can respond when you have inquiries, but also the more people that you can help with their needs. So you want to write all that down and then categorize it into, okay, I need to do all this stuff to create my website. I need to do all these things to start a business. These are all my networking goals. You batch them together. Then you want to map it out. So put some deadlines, realistic ones, so you are setting yourself up for success. If you're working like, what's typical, like 80-hour weeks?
Usually in the nursing field, it's usually 3 12s. So we usually do three. This is why a lot of nurses have side jobs, is because it is only 3 12-hour shifts. So yeah, a lot of nurses are picking up other side jobs. So whether they're in the hospital and then they're picking up at a different hospital, but a lot of nurses are coming this way into the creative field. So yeah, they, you know, maybe a goal would be, you know, 15 hours of writing work. Whatever that might be. I think a lot of nurses too, when they are doing this, they think income goals. Is that something that you would recommend, or do it more like client-based goals? Like, this many clients or these types of clients. This episode is brought to you by the new Implementation Co-op Group. This is a private Facebook group for the course learners in the Plan, Create, Launch, Land, and Grow Your Health Writing Business course. If you enroll by December 31st, 2020, you will be part of it. What this group helps you with is accountability. You will be inside this private group with us for the entirety of 12 weeks, and at the end, we'll have a huge celebration. Every 2 weeks, I will be going live in the group talking about and diving deeper into the lessons. Every 2 weeks, we'll have lessons to complete. So week one and two, you'll do the lessons for the plan part of the course. And then week three and four, the create lessons. Five and six, the launch lessons. Seven and eight, the land lessons. And week nine and 10, the grow content lessons. And every 2 weeks, I'll go live. We're going to dive in deeper to those lessons. We're going to walk through the workbook. We're going to do question and answers. And hidden secret, there is a digital planner that I use, that I made specifically for my writing business and life, that I'm giving to you for free with this course purchase. And this group is also free. All you have to do is join in before December 31st, 2020 to the Plan, Create, Launch, Land, and Grow Your Health Writing Business. You can find everything over at thesavvyscribepodcast.com and click on courses. At the end, here's where it gets really exciting. Week 12, we have a celebration. So we're going to have you guys come inside the insiders group. You get chances to pitch to clients and I start the client connection with you. You get your CEUs and you get to say that you took this course and you will launch your business. I'll see you guys inside the Implementation Co-op on January 1st, 2021.
The answer again is going to be yes. Figure out, well, and that's what my system is all about. Do the research and figure out what is possible and then figure out how it fits into your life. So let's say you do 3-12s. That gives you maybe 10 hours a week to work along with everything else you do in your life. Let's just say 10 hours because that's a nice, easy number. What does that look like? Is it 3 hours each day you don't work? Is it 5 hours on the other 2 days? And then, okay, what can you accomplish? So you have to start by setting up your business. Then you want to do things like figure out who's your ideal client. Really think about the people that you want to draw to you. Who's your ideal reader? If you want to write for certain publications, which ones are those? What does it take to do any of these things that you want to accomplish, and then you break it down. So you figure out your goals, divide them, give yourself deadlines. Now you've got your business going. What does that look like for each week? And I am a huge fan of the to-do list. So, and I'm sure a lot of nurses are as well, because you're juggling a lot of things. You need to be writing it down. So what I do is every Sunday, I will take a pad of paper and write down everything I need to do for the week. And then I will type it into a calendar appointment on my Google. And I divide it up. So for each client, what tasks need to be done, for each of my projects, what needs to get done each week. Then I also have ongoing things. So it's, you take your big list, divide it out into manageable pieces, which are the appointments, what's writing time, and then you look at your calendar and say, okay, I have to get this done. So set appointments for when you are going to do what during the week.
I think that's a great method. I like to use Google Tasks they have now. Like, it's kind of neat where you just put it right next to your email, and you can also do that. You can schedule it. It helps me a lot. And I think that I either do it on a Friday, and nurses, this is just a little tip for you. If you're working the weekends, sometimes I do my next week on a Friday, the weekend I work, like I try and plan my next week, or I do it on the Sunday on those weekends I don't work, where I have that think time. Because if you try and do it on Sunday after working all weekend, your brain's just tired. So, you know, that's a little tip that I do. But yeah, the to-do list is such a huge thing. And you know, reviewing. So look at your to-do list from the past week and see what you got done. Not to show like what you didn't get done, but to show like what you did accomplish and how it does help you to just stay accountable to yourself. But I think a community is so valuable in that, because, you know, if you announce your goals to somebody or your to-do list in a sense, it pushes you even further, because now you're like, well, someone else knows now. Now I really have to do it. So.
No, that's exactly the point, because and I told you I started this out in a group setting, especially when you know that there are people there who are going to be accomplishing, you want to accomplish as well.
Yes.
And so the way I have it set up, so right out of mine is basically it's report in your goals, set goals, and then I share resources throughout the week. My community, which is the right out of mine group, is I have a daily thread. So Monday is what are your networking goals? Tuesday, what are your goals for the week? Wednesday is blog share day. Thursday, what's your biggest win? And Friday is photo Friday, and then weekend goals. So there's a conversation starter every day of the week where you can share, but also interact with other members of the community, because you never know when someone is working on something similar, you can find partnerships, or maybe you're just like, oh, that's so cool, I could do that, but in a different way for my writing business, what have you. So that community not only encourages, but it can also spark ideas.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think the power of community is so valuable, especially when you're starting a business, or especially in the online space. Like, you're starting a business on the online space, nobody understands. If they're not doing it, your friends aren't going to understand, your spouse isn't going to understand, your, you know, sister or brother, they're not going to understand, because they're not doing it. Those people that are actually out there doing what you're doing are the people that you need to connect with, and they will help you grow. They really will. Especially, I think, I don't know, I have this abundance mindset, or like this, I always want to help other people. I think most nurses do. And, you know, to get you out here, Deb, to my audience is like, great. Like, I found you and I'm like, you know what, she can help my audience. But not only do I, you know, obviously care about my audience, but to be able to give some of my people to you in a community, and for us to all help each other, why not? Like, it's a big space, and you know, I think we all want to help everybody else grow, and to be able to have a method to help us with our goals, I think, is always, always needed out there.
Well, it's so true. And the thing that I love, you know, my mission is to help as many people as possible figure out what they want and how to get it. My motto is goal setting simplified. The instructions of everything I teach are simple, because why overcomplicate your life, your instructions, whatever. The other thing I'll mention is I do have, and I've got Twitter and Instagram, but I also have the Deb Method on Facebook as a page where I'm constantly posting videos and resources. And I have a private group for your goal guide, so people who are working through the process can post their questions or share what they're going through in their experience. So all these different elements are designed to help people move forward, because anything, especially now with this ever-changing world that we live in, nothing is the same, but we have communities, people across the globe that we can connect with to really have conversations, support, encourage. It's just so important, because that's what gets us through.
Well, and we're lucky this day and age to have a business model or things to do and have that community online, because tomorrow they can shut everything down again and we all will be on lockdown. You know, it is what it is, but we don't have to feel alone in our process. And I think that's good for our minds and good for, you know, our mind, really, our psyche, to know we're good. And I honestly did not feel alone during our lockdown period, you know, like I think a lot of people did. I think a lot of people felt very lonely, and to have a space of so many people, I didn't feel that way. And, you know, obviously you guys, you find me over in Deb's group, I'm going to join all this stuff. So, you know, me and my goal and productivity stuff, I love it. So I'll be commenting, like I'll be engaging in there all the time, because I love it. It's one of those things that light me up. Like when people talk about goals and people talk about systems and processes and productivity, I'm like, oh, tell me more. Like I have to learn more and more about it, because I think it's such an amazing topic. I don't know why. Nerd alert, right?
Well, it's it's important because this is the thing. We're living in these crazy times. A lot of people have to change their jobs or find something to do to replace income that is lost, or even just find time. You've got this extra time because you're not commuting. What are you going to do with it? Well, if you've been meaning to start a blog, write a book, start some sort of project, you have bonus time now. And
absolutely.
Why not use it? The other thing that you said before that I love and say all the time is the value of tracking the things that you're doing. And the thing that I do with my list is so the paper list gets check marks and the electronic list, I write done in all caps next to everything that I've accomplished. And then I'll copy and I'll paste that list for the following week, get rid of the dones and add the new things and keep the ongoing tasks. And then I really do work back and forth between my notebook and my electronic calendar. But when you track both on lists and in appointments, at the end of the week or the month, when you feel like you haven't made progress, you can look and see just how much progress you've made. And that in itself is extra motivating.
Yeah, for sure. And I finally have done it where I have transitioned to a digital planner and I'm able to take my iPad and write all over it and stuff. And it's really nice because I don't know why, like I don't even barely look at them, but I have planners and notes and stuff from when I started my business and even beforehand, probably like 2013, 2014, just in my office, like all the stuff's in there. And I did every once in a great while, I'll look at those first like couple notebooks and I'm like, look at that. I did come a long way, you know, and I think it's just like a good pat on the back every once in a while, but it's nice now that I don't have to have tons of paper sitting around because I would have list after list after list, like all over the place.
Yeah, I still do.
Right. And you know, a lot of people do. And you know what? It's whatever helps you, I think is what's important. If that helps you complete your goals and move forward, then that's what you need to do. And that's okay. It's like you have to figure out your own system.
That's the exact key. What works for you is not going to work for someone else. What works for someone else might not work for you. But there are elements of things that work for other people that you can incorporate.
I think that's why I like the goal setting, the productivity stuff, because I always get one little tidbit of information that I never heard before. Which
yeah,
is cool.
Well, yes. In anybody who's listening, if you've just been sitting on the fence thinking, oh, I want to start something, just do it. Spend like an hour a week. Go through the process, hone in on your niche, and then start moving forward. And then you can build on that time because almost anybody can find like 15 minutes a few days a week.
Yep.
Just move forward. Find the found time. Use your found time to create something that's going to make you happy and help other people. I mean, you're nurses, you're already helping other people. So you're kind of like up-leveling it.
Exactly. In a different way. You know, mm-hmm. It's a totally different way, but you're still helping people and yourself. You know, it's pretty cool to say you've been published somewhere or, you know, just having that, I don't know, little pat on the back, like you did something different. It's kind of cool. So at this point in the show, always, Deb, I always like to ask people on my show, my guests, what are three things that our audience would be surprised to know about you?
Well, only three. Okay. Well, I went through a quiet phase when I was a kid and no one believes me. Like, really? Like, yeah, I had like 10 years in there when I was like shy and they're like, no, no way. The other thing that really surprises people is that I worked in the corporate world for many years. I worked, was director of communications for Deferred Comp. I get to do the fun stuff, but it was very serious business. So people look at me funny when I tell them things like I dress for work, like every day for years.
Sure.
And then the third thing, wow, I did not love to cook until about 3 years ago. I mean,
look how you into it.
I bought my mom an Instant Pot for Mother's Day and she said, this is really good, But can part of my present be you figuring it out? And so I watched a bunch of videos, and we realized, because I don't know if you're familiar with this pressure cooker. These are like,
I freaking love mine.
multi-cookers that you put in ingredients and it comes out meals, and it's awesome.
It's like magic.
It is like magic. And if you look at it in the goal setting form, you can like put up food and then get something done.
Yes.
While your food is cooking. And that's probably
efficiency,
why I love it so much.
And productivity. Exactly. You can like fold your laundry as you're cooking a whole chicken. You know, like it's.
Exactly.
I love it.
So it was just like this revelation. Wow, I can do other stuff and cook. And I think that was like the key. And now I'm just like, if I go a whole week and I don't have time to actually cook, I find myself cranky.
Oh, yeah.
Which is bizarre, because people who knew me pre-Deb Loves to Cook would give me the side eye for that.
So you know what I like to do when I cook is listen to like podcasts and audiobooks or whatever, because it's one of those mindless activities. It's like folding the laundry or cleaning the house. Like it's that time where I get that, you know, freedom a little bit to listen to different things. So yeah, I feel like I get so much done even when I am cooking my family meals.
Well,
it's actually, I'm doing a recipe in the Instant Pot tonight. We're going to do lemon dill chicken. It's really good. I'll have to share.
Oh my goodness. Oh yes, please. I will. And I've got my Costco order coming today, so there's going to be rotisserie chicken soup.
Oh, nice. See, you say it's coming to you. Again, that's one thing I've done too. I've done the online grocery shopping because it gives me that freedom. It gives me that time to do other things. Like anything that I can do that is like top of my list.
And I want to add like one like bonus goal for everybody listening is it's great. First of all, your nurses, you know, I bow to you. That's such important work. But taking that extra step to getting your knowledge out there to help other people, also of course to help yourself, because you want to build something in addition to the care that you give others. But don't forget that self-care is an ongoing goal that you need to be looking at your week. And if you don't have scheduled, if you don't have regular time for yourself, be sure to schedule that in as a goal as well, because that's the other thing. It re-energizes you, rejuvenates you, and it just makes everything just so much smoother when you're taking care of yourself. You have more to give.
Awesome. And you know what? I'm going to link in the show notes, you guys. There's a article I wrote that is like the ultimate self-care for nurses. So you could even, you know, use it at work and at home. Like there's all these tips and tricks that you can use to really start to implement that, because I always say self-care is not selfish, and everybody needs it. If you don't, you're going to get burned out. You're going to get sick. It is just not good for you, as we know, as nurses, that we don't always practice. But it's so important. So Deb, tell us where people can find you on the social platforms and everything that you're doing socially.
Okay, well, you can find me at thedebmethod.com and also writeonline.com. Those are my two websites. And there are Facebook pages for Write On and the Deb Method. And I've got the Write On group and your Goal Guide group on Facebook. I also leave the Goal Chat Twitter chat, which is Sunday nights on Twitter at 7 p.m. Pacific. People report on wins and share their goals, and then we dive into the week's special topic. And then Mondays on the Mango Publishing Facebook page, I do Goal Chat Live, so I bring in someone to interview to explore the topic further. And yeah, those are my – oh, and LinkedIn. So please – and my LinkedIn name is Coast Bunny, because that was my freelance name when I first started writing and when I had my first website. So please connect with me. Tell me that you heard me on this awesome program, and really do a little bit each day or every other day, and you'll be amazed at how much all that effort builds up into creating something to give you the life that you want.
That's great. So you said that group chat for Gold Chat for Twitter Chat. What time on Sundays?
It's 7 p.m. Pacific on Sunday is the Twitter Chat, and then the Gold Chat Live is 4 p.m. on Mondays, Pacific time.
Okay, good. If you guys have never been on a Twitter Chat, I know a lot of people are intimidated by Twitter. They're so fun. Like, if you get a chance to go on it, go on one. I didn't know you hosted that, so I'm going to try and get on it when I can, because I think they're fun. They are a lot of fun.
Well, they're fun. And I would say, of the people who go to my Twitter chat, I've met like one or two of them in real life.
Oh, how funny.
Most of my Twitter chat friends are just that, people who found me on the platform, and they just want that dose of motivation before their week starts. And the reason I'm on so many platforms is some people like Twitter, some people like Facebook.
Right.
Everybody should be on LinkedIn because it's a wonderful business resource.
Yep. That's what I always tell my people, is that it's the best place for clients, for sure, in our niche.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But figure out what works for you for when you're promoting your side hustle, and just do a lot of that. But as a person, just explore all the different social platforms, because that's where you meet your people and develop relationships. And that's what goals are all about. The people you meet aren't necessarily your clients, but everybody knows people and everybody has resources to share, as do you.
Well, thank you, Deb, for coming on the show today. I am going to join your group and be over there. I hope you guys join me too. And I'll see you on another episode. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. Good luck with your goals, everyone. Remember, you can do it.
Thank you. Bye.
With the summer being a pandemic summer, I decided to start the Kelback Life Skills Camp with my children. Oh, they were thrilled, let me tell you. One of the things we did was Instacart shop for people with my 15-year-old. I didn't take the little guy with us, but he wanted to get a job. And I was like, you know what? Let's make this fun, because he couldn't get a job quite yet. He was a little too young. And I really didn't want him working with the public right when this pandemic hit. So we started Instacart shopping. And let me tell you, I love Instacart myself, because they deliver my groceries straight to my door from the grocery shop right down the road. So you can choose whichever grocery shop is within your distance. It doesn't even have to be groceries. You can actually just do pharmaceutical kind of stuff or whatever. Target has it. And all you do is pick out your groceries, and they deliver them like within an hour. It's awesome. So Camp Life Skills through Kelback Life Skills Camp got my son actually navigating the grocery store and figuring out how to do these things. I thought it was so fun. He did too. It was a little bonding experience. We were able to help people during the pandemic, and he got a little bit of money from it. So I want to share this with you guys, because if you've never used Instacart, it's going to save you a ton of time. So if you go to thesavvyscribepodcast.com/Instacart, and it's not instant, it's Insta, like Instagram, Instacart, and get your $10 when you sign up. So again, it's thesavvyscribepodcast.com.
That's a wrap for today's episode of The Savvy Scribe. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, we'd love for you to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Until next time.
Again, thank you for listening. If you're ready to explore freelance writing as your next PRN job, or even full-time, I invite you to check out our Savvy Nurse Writer community on Facebook and visit savvynursewriter.com to help you get started today.